Before the governor entered the House chamber, Speaker John Deal and Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder both warned any would-be protesters that they would be removed and the gallery closed off if any outbursts happened during the State of the State address. But there were none. Nixon spent more than 5 minutes talking about the aftermath of the shooting death of 18-year-old African-American Michael Brown and on how his office is responding.
We provided loans to help small businesses recover. We'll invest $2.5 million to improve West Florissant Avenue. I created the Office of Community Engagement, led by former Senator Maida Coleman. She is already doing great work, including overseeing a summer jobs program for thousands of low-income kids in St. Louis and Kansas City.
Most of that applause was from fellow Democrats, while Republicans sat quiet most of the night. Meanwhile, Nixon also called for an additional $150 million for K-12 schools, which he said would lead to smaller class sizes and more hands-on learning. And he challenged the GOP majority to consider raising the state's fuel tax and turning Interstate 70 into a toll road as a means of raising more money for highways in Missouri.
With more fuel-efficient vehicles, drivers are getting more miles out of each gallon of gas, so they end up paying less to fund our roads. As a result, money for our roads and bridges is drying up. On thousands of miles of state roads, from Lidburg in St. Louis to Rangeline in Joplin, we'll barely be able to patch potholes.
Nixon's calls for raising the gas tax and turning I-70 into a toll road were both met with stony silence from the entire chamber. But he got a more raucous response from members of the United Auto Workers Union seated in the upper gallery when he began talking about Missouri's auto industry.
Today's high-tech vehicles are not your parents' trucks and vans. Building them takes a level of skill and craftsmanship that is just extraordinary.
And for the third year in a row, Nixon called on lawmakers to expand Medicaid, saying that by not doing so, federal dollars meant for Missouri will continue to go to other states. GOP leaders remain vehemently opposed to expanding Medicaid, including House Speaker John Deal, who delivered the Republican response.
The answer is not to spend more money and declare mission accomplished. Unfortunately, these ideas often run contrary to the policy objectives of our governor, who once again is advocating for bigger government and using more of your hard-earned tax dollars on wasteful government programs.
Deal said the GOP's priorities include reforming the state's student transfer law to allow more choices for students in failing school districts, which will likely include allowing them to transfer to private schools.
All they want is an education that will give them a chance to fulfill their vast potential and live the American dream. That is why we must fix a system that is meant to prepare our children for future success. We must use all the tools we have as legislators to meet this obligation.
In addition to private school access, those tools would also include more charter schools and virtual schools in Missouri. And Deal says they'll continue to investigate Nixon's handling of the unrest in Ferguson. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.